producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hanging out with you here on another version of America Tonight. You know, we are talking so much about what's happening, this press to become the next president of the United States. In between all this, there's actually governing going on. And there's some interesting things that are happening before the tail end of the year, including cybersecurity, because one of the things that we know is a third rail for many of us is cybersecurity. Cybersecurity, there's things that need to happen, but at the same time, not in the vein of grabbing information. Because I don't know about you, but since the NSA thing happened, I know many of you have written me notes on all sides of this, whether you claim to be a Democrat or Republican or an independent or whatever, saying that you certainly don't want to see the government have at you where they can have access to everything under the guise of security of any form. So it's called the Cyber Information Sharing Act, and it's a piece of legislation that is in the making. The House approved the companion legislation in April. People forget about that. And, you know, it's this legislation opening up communication and channels between federal agencies and offering legal immunity to companies that share data with the government. And Senator Dianne Feinstein actually co-sponsored the bill with Senator Richard Burr, so it was, you know, bipartisan. And she said she was relieved that her bill finally looked like it was bound to go all the way through, because she said it's been a 6-year effort and it wasn't easy. And so she said this is a new day. But let's hope this new day is a new day that works in the right direction. What are the specifics of the bill? What are the specifics of it? I mean, there was a lot of things to be worked through, including privacy. And, you know, Senator Ron Wyden from Democrat, I give him credit. He kept pressing about the whole privacy thing, blah, 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 and kept pushing about digital rights and whatnot. And they wanted to make sure that our information is private. I mean, that was emphasized over and over and over again, that we want to inject that and make sure that that isn't left out. And I would agree with that. So their Privacy and Civil Liberties Coalition was initially pushed back on, but other amendments got votes more than they thought. So the good news is that down the stretch, things that would protect you in this bill as far as security is concerned were added in to this. And, you know, to me, again, this is the key thing, because we don't want to end up hearing from some whistleblower that some atrocious thing has happened and we have no protections, that we, you know, we're just glossed over as who cares about the American, you know, American public's rights and your rights and my rights. So, hey, that's the deal for me. The deal is just don't tread on us. Don't tread on us out here, because we're having problems with some of the things that have already happened. Also want to throw this in, because, and maybe this is because recently I did a painting thing. I'm a terrible painter, but, you know, when you got to paint, you paint. And you got that blue tape is your best friend, right, guys? The blue tape that you put around anything. And I just happened to see this last week in the USA Today that Sherwin Williams has this paint that is causing bacteria. They're saying future hospital patients have to have walls to thank for saving their lives, because it's this paint. This paint is killing the infections, and it's called Paint Shield. And the Environmental Protection Agency, for what it's worth, you know, gave it that certification that 99.9%, that's pretty good, of bacteria, they say, such as staph. Oh, yeah. Don't you worry about staph infection when you're in the hospital. We've heard the stories, staph, MRSA. E. coli. So they're saying that this is what this paint is good for, and they're talking about the paint, putting the paint in locker rooms, medical complexes, schools, daycare centers, hotels, cruise ships, all that kind of stuff. It's got this technology that was developed that shows what it can do, the health benefits of it, and they've proven it. It's an antibacterial paint, which is wild, which, thank goodness, if it does anything to help a hospital, especially a school, whatever, from anybody developing any of those horrible things that are killers, that's a good deal. I had a friend that got MRSA, and I didn't really, I knew what it was. I heard the horror stories, but until I actually saw her and saw her leg and what happened, and this was, she was cut, went into emergency room, next thing you know, she's in the hospital, she has MRSA. So it's frightening, frightening stuff. So, of course, wouldn't it be a good time to be the CEO of Sherwin-Williams? And the CEO, a guy named Chris Connor, says, yeah, Pain Shield is one of the most significant technological breakthroughs in 150 years of innovation. I'd say so. I bet everybody's going to buy that paint. I mean, there's something to look for. You know, we talk about stocks and looking at what can happen with the stock. That might be a good stock to look at. I mean, seriously, Pain Shield, unbelievable. And it was actually developed, and I didn't even know any of this, after they consulted with a bunch of infectious disease experts. And you can, I mean, it's just a brush and roller like any place else. And it's going to be in stores, they say, in the first quarter of 2016. And Sherwin-Williams has about 4,000 of them, and plus you can buy their paint in other places. I think that story is wild. With the locker rooms especially, all the places I mentioned, actually. Killer. That you can stop a killer, or can help at least anyway. MRSA, E. coli, how brutal it is when somebody gets that. And since I saw it with my own eyes, I, you know, realized how awful that is. All right, and then how about this? I mean, you know, there's always jokes made about first class versus coach, who's in the front, who's in the back. But I also happened to read this the other week about somebody who was flying who said she was handcuffed, kicked off of a plane, and the only reason why is because she was using a business class toilet. So, I guess when flight attendants tell you, you better only use that lavatory in your cabin, they're very serious. A 50-year-old passenger, her name is Adita Kanetsova, learned that this is the real thing. She was on a plane going to Abu Dhabi, and it was diverted to Turkey to remove her from the plane for what she says was only using the business class bathroom after feeling nauseous. So they made an emergency landing. She was handcuffed, and she was escorted from the plane. She said during the flight, she got nauseous. She rushed to the bathroom. And first passengers, I guess, interfered. Then the flight people argued. And eventually, she's saying, they handcuffed her. Wow! If that story is pretty dead on, that is crazy. And of course, you never know the different versions of it. Wild. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, so who doesn't want these tax breaks? Tax breaks, for example, for summer travel, some of the things, activities, I'll group it as that, that you participated in. You know, we're all looking for what are the things that we can write off, what are the things that are legitimate. And trust me, this is why you need someone who gets it. This is why you need CPAs, why you need people who understand the tax code, the accounting maze. Kim Rafi is with us. And she's one of those people for sure. She gets it when it comes to number crunching. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Good. How are you, Kate?
Okay, so here's my question. Were you always good at math?
Yes, I always liked math. I did.
Because you know you have to be good at math, because the frustration is I can't tell you how many number two pencils I've broken when I've tried to do it myself. It just doesn't work. I bet you get some of those people, don't you, refugees from, I can do it myself. I don't need to hire anyone. And then they frantically run to you, right?
Sometimes, yes. But we do use calculators, too. So.
Ah, there you go. But I'm bumped. Calculators, of course, and we all have them on our iPhone now.
Yes.
So I think this is pretty big because some people are coming off of the Labor Day weekend, vacations. So how do you write vacations off? Is it smart to conduct a little bit of business on the vacation? Does that work?
Yes, if a portion of the trip it was directly related to business, you know, maybe a sales call, a visit to a client's office, an event, or even a meal with a client or a prospective client, then yes, a portion of that trip could be written off, including cost of tickets or gas or some meals.
And then the other thing is, sometimes when you're on trips, and I never thought about this, but you have kids and you send them off to day camp, tennis camp, wherever. And I guess, I didn't realize this, if it's child care, that would be tax deductions, right?
Yes, there is a child independent care credit, and you can take a tax credit, which is a direct reduction to the tax liability, that for any cost of care that is provided for a dependent under the age of 13, which is allowing you to work. So it does include summer camp. That's correct.
All right, so we go from, I love how we're doing this, we go from business, a call or two, something business-wise to the kids, to let's say you and I are sitting at the Jersey Shore, or let's make it the Hamptons, and we go crazy because all we hear about is the lottery is a ridiculous amount of money, and we feel lucky, and so we decide to buy $40 worth of lottery tickets, and of course we lose. So we can actually write that off?
If you have gambling winnings, you can take a itemized deduction. It would have to be an itemized deduction only to deduct losses that would help to offset some of the gambling winnings. It's not dollar for dollar, but yet it would help to reduce that income.
And the other thing is that a lot of people do this, and I'm sure people listening to America Tonight in the nooks and crannies all over the country, too, and in the Northeast, it's a big time for people cleaning things out and donating things to charity, and that, of course, is a deduction.
Yes. In addition to the typical cash contributions, which could be cash, check, or credit card, there are non-cash contributions, and the key is really to getting a receipt and the taxpayer is the one responsible for making a list of any items donated with an approximate fair market value.
Do you tell people, let's face it, how many of us are great at recording things? Do you tell people to just make sure they write down everything they do so that if they come to someone like you, they can say, hey, Kim, here you go. Do you see anything in this I'm not thinking about?
Yes, documentation is definitely great. The more, the better. And having those receipts with the dates and the lists is definitely important.
Oh, yeah, the dates and the list. So even if you're crazy enough to just put it all in a bag, maybe you go through every quarter and kind of pull them together a little bit easier. But I think people, more than we know, and you would know better than I, how often do you think this happens? People leave money on the table. There are things they could deduct, and they don't do it.
Yes, because the record keeping is tedious, and I always recommend maybe a folder or some kind of file where they kind of just toss all those receipts and things later. That it's easier to summarize them as long as they've retained them. That's the key. You know, once they're tossed and gone, it's much harder to kind of recreate what's transpired over possibly even an entire year.
All right, some good advice. Kim Rafi, partner at Serini & Associates, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
Okay, so as Kim mentioned, she verified some of the things that certainly I knew. But here's the key thing, and it's tough to do, and listen, I'm guilty of this. I do save everything. And that's why I asked that question. I do save everything, and it's, I'm sure over the years there's things I could have deducted, and I didn't deduct because I didn't have a great system. So I have all these receipts, and I know things that I needed to write off, and bigger ticket items, business travel, all of that. I easily have that. But then it's the other things that are absolutely business-related that I might have missed in between the nooks and crannies. So the best advice, I think, in taking what she's saying, that you can write these things off. I mean, how many people are sending their kids to day camp? They're working. It's child care. They're in soccer camp for 3 weeks, which isn't cheap. They're in tennis camp. They're at Camp Induendo, whatever, which is a place that I went to, so it's actually not mythical. And they're not taking that deduction because they're just not thinking of it that way. They paid for the camp room. The kid's there. It's not a normal child care thing, but absolutely. And you should take that deduction. I don't care. It's not dollar for dollar. It is somehow saving you money. And the gambling losses are interesting. You know, saving the tickets and keeping track of the wins and the losses, because if you win big, you're able to deduct the losses against the winnings. Now, a little more complicated, you have to itemize, but hey, you know, people win here and there where they win $1,000 or $2,000, or it doesn't have to be some astronomical amount, because I'm assuming if you win a Powerball that's $100 million or more, you're not thinking this. You're not worried about, let me itemize my losses against my gigantic, ginormous wins when I'm on my way to my mansion. But a lot of people would legitimately be able to use that, who probably aren't using it. And then, of course, the other thing that we talked about that I think people also missed the boat on is the donations for the closing, cleaning out the closets and the basements and all of that. If you go to Goodwill, they always hand you, they always ask you, and they hand you a slip, and then you just write down the items. And you can look on the IRS website even, and they tell you. You've got, they'll tell you what pants and shirts and whatnot. But sometimes, and people don't want to do that, but sometimes it's a big haul. So you've really cleaned out a ton of clothes. And that can amount to a little bit of a chunk of a deduction. It's definitely worth it, especially when we're talking about charitable donations. The bigger ones, the money ones, a lot of times can be more complicated of the write-offs, especially depending on what you've done in the past. If all of a sudden you have a crazy number and it's not itemized, I mean, that's a red flag, I would assume, for the IRS. Hey, I've donated $30 every year, that's it. And now all of a sudden I'm saying I'm donating $15,000. But of course I won the lottery and now I'm kidding. But so there's a big difference there, and you can see what that is. And of course in the summer you're not thinking about taxes, and Kim said it, she nailed it. Most people are the paperwork, that's the thing. They're not good at itemizing and getting it all in there. And if you just did that in the beginning of the year, but even if you caught up now, because there's still enough time between now and April to get things a little more organized. Maybe you're not dumping that extra couple hundred dollars that you could have written off your taxes that would make a difference, you know, when you're scrambling and looking for stuff. Another thing we didn't talk about is energy tax credits. So the energy, meaning, in other words, windows, doors, insulation, you know, insulation, heating, cooling, all that kind of stuff. There are tax credits that you can get. I know when I did a whole, I had to do a whole air conditioning unit, and I was able to get, some off of that. Of course, I scrambled. I did have the paperwork, and the accountant was able to figure it out, and it was well worth it. If I had just poo-pooed it and like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Remember when we got gouged and we had to pay so much for the air conditioning? Well, guess what? At least we're getting a write-off because of the energy portion of it. So that was a good thing. So don't forget about that. Don't forget about what you did this summer. I'm not lecturing anybody, but you know, we look at the three dreaded letters, as I say, and the best thing possible is take advantage of everything you possibly can. Don't, you know, shove it aside, because it may make a difference when you actually go to do the taxes. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next on The Flip Side here on America Tonight.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Boy, a kick in the head, that's kind of what it felt like, I think, to some of the people on the stage of the latest Republican debate that unfolded on Wednesday in Boulder, Colorado. Crazy questions, insipid, idiotic questions that were asked by the panel. And my only conclusion is they're not journalists. They should stick to talking about stocks and finances because it just seemed as though they were ill-prepared. It was just the craziest thing, I think, of the whole debate, trying to figure out, wow, why are these really the questions that are being asked? I don't understand. Somebody please explain. All right, Marco Rubio had to explain or had to answer a couple of times the reason he missed votes and did it matter and all that sort of thing. Even Jeb Bush tried to take a little bit of a chunk out of him. Here's that exchange.
One's for Senator Rubio. You've been a young man in a hurry ever since you won your first election in your 20s. You've had a big accomplishment in the Senate, an immigration bill providing a path to citizenship that conservatives in your party hate and even you don't support anymore. Now you're skipping more votes than any senator to run for president. Why not slow down, get a few more things done first, or at least finish what you start?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That's exactly what the Republican establishment says, too. Why don't you wait in line? Wait for what? This This country's running out of time. We can't afford to have another 4 years like the last 8 years. Watching this broadcast tonight are millions of people that are living paycheck to paycheck. They're working as hard as they ever have. Everything costs more, and they haven't had a raise in decades. You have small businesses in America that are struggling. For the first time in 35 years, we have more businesses closing than starting. We have a world that's out of control and has grown dangerous, and a president that is weakening our military and making our foreign policy unstable and unreliable in the eyes of our allies, and our adversaries continue to grow stronger. They say there's no bipartisanship in Washington. We have a $19 trillion bipartisan debt, and it continues to grow as we borrow money from countries that do not like us to pay for government we cannot afford. The time to act is now. The time to turn the page is now. If we don't act now, we are going to be the first generation in American history that leaves our children worse off than ourselves.
So when the Sun Sentinel says Rubio should resign, not rip us off, when they say Floridian sent you to Washington to do a job, when they say you act like you hate your job, do you?
Yeah, let me say, I read that editorial today with a great amusement. It's actually evidence of the bias that exists in the American media today.
But do you hate your job?
Let me answer your question on the Sun Sentinel editorial today. Back in 2004, one of my predecessors to the Senate by the name of Bob Graham, a Democrat, ran for president, missing over 30% of his votes. I don't recall them calling for his resignation.
Is that the standard?
Later that year, in 2004, John Kerry ran for president, missing close to 60 to 70% of his votes. I don't recall the Sun Sentinel endorsed him. In 2008, Barack Obama missed 60 or 70% of his votes, and the same newspaper endorsed him again. So this is another example of the double standard that exists in this country between the mainstream media and the conservative media.
Senator, thank you. John,
Can I bring something up here? Because I'm a constituent of the senator, and I helped him, and I expected that he would do constituent service, which means that he shows up to work. He got endorsed by the Sun Sentinel because he was the most talented guy in the field. He's a gifted politician. But Marco, when you signed up for this, this was a six-year term, and you should be showing up to work. I mean, literally, the Senate, what is it, like a French work week? You get like 3 days where you have to show up? You can campaign or just resign and let someone else take the job. There are a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck in Florida as well. They're looking for a senator that will fight for them each and every day.
I get to respond, right?
30 seconds. 30
right.
seconds.
Well, it's interesting. Over the last few weeks, I've listened to Jeb as he walked around the country and said that you're modeling your campaign after John McCain, that you're going to launch a furious comeback the way he did by fighting hard in New Hampshire and places like that, carrying your own bag at the airport. You know how many votes John McCain missed when he was carrying out that furious comeback that you're now modeling under?
He wasn't my
Now, Jeb, I don't remember.
Senator.
Well, let me tell you, I don't remember you ever complaining about John McCain's vote record. The only reason why you're doing it now is because we're running for the same position and someone has convinced you that attacking me is going to help you. Here's the bottom line. My campaign is going to be about the future of America. It's not going to be about attacking anyone else on this stage. I will continue to have tremendous admiration and respect for Governor Bush. I'm not running against Governor Bush. I'm not running against anyone on the stage. I'm running for president because there is no way we can elect Hillary Clinton to continue the policies of Barack Obama.
John Harwood, there's a bigger issue there.
We're moving to Governor Bush. Governor, the fact that you're at the fifth lectern tonight shows how far your stock has fallen in this race, despite the big investment your donors have made. You noted recently, after slashing your payroll, that you had better things to do than sit around and be demonized by other people.
What I said was, I don't believe that I would be president of the United States and have the same dysfunction that exists in Washington, D.C. now.
Okay.
Don't vote for me if you want to keep the gridlock in Washington, D.C. But if you want someone who has a proven, effective leadership that was a governor of a state that transformed the culture there, elect me so I can fight for the American people and change the culture in Washington, D.C.
Okay, it's a question about why you're having difficulty. I want to ask you in this context. Ben Bernanke, who was appointed Fed chairman by your brother, recently wrote a book in which he said he no longer considers himself a Republican because the Republican Party has given in to know-nothingism. Is that why you're having a difficult time in this race?
The great majority of Republicans and Americans believe in a hopeful future. They don't believe in building walls and a pessimistic view of the future. They're concerned that Washington is so dysfunctional it is holding them back. There are lids on people's aspirations. Think about it. 6.5 million people working part-time. Workforce participation rates lower than they were in 1977. 6 million more people living in poverty than the day that Barack Obama Obama got elected president. And the left just wants more of the same. We have to offer a compelling alternative that is based on hope and optimism and grounded in serious policy, which I've laid out. And you can go get it at Jeb2016.com.
Thank you, Governor.
All right, so that was a slice of what went on during the debate, a big chunk of it. And, you know, throughout it, throughout the whole thing, what was really stood out was some of the questions just being almost condescending. And I guess that led to some of the attacks back and whatnot. And it seemed as though the people that were moderating just were out, clearly out of their element. And what was said over and over again, that this was liberal media on display, and I'd say it's more about just ineptness than anything else. And they're trying to compare what happened with the softball questions for Hillary Clinton or the rest of the Democratic crew that were part of the Democratic debate. I think it's not a comparison thing. I think it didn't seem like there wasn't any, to me, really just hard-hitting questions. It was more attack, attack, attack. Did you hear what I said? Did you heard Carl there. He's going after him, going after him, going after him. And to me, they just seem to be taunting them, if anything else. And a lot of other media people chimed in on this and said similar things, that there's just no question throughout most of the thing, it was more of a press kind of deal. I mean, almost reminded me of Mike Wallace's old interviews on 60 Minutes under the hot lights, where he was going after somebody, and that fit there. That's why 60 Minutes became when you got a call from 60 Minutes, it was debatable whether you wanted to go on or not, if there was something that was happening that you were being investigated for, because they were going to take you on. And that's what it was. It was as though CNBC was going to take on the Republicans in this debate, and therefore I think it became cartoonish to me. Cartoonish. What is interesting, and probably the reason why, Ben Carson, he could just kind of sort of hang out in the wings. He got nailed a few times, but not really. He was easy to get around, because you had this CBS New York Times poll that had Carson now leading the field. Donald Trump is in second place for the first time. And at the beginning of the debate, he said he was just going to do the Reagan 11th commandment deal. He wasn't going to speak ill about the other Republicans. And he really held to that. He took it to the extreme, you know, ends, at whether that was worked for him or, you know, not. I think that Marco Rubio scored well. To me, he scored well in this debate, just like I thought the last one he did pretty well. He was quick to come back with the Jeb Bush thing that you just heard about he should resign. Whenever he talks about his family, he seems to have a pretty decent message. It's not negative. And I don't know, he can answer whatever is being thrown his way, whatever's being hurled at him, because it seems like he's having to deflect a lot. And he just does it well. That's what I would say. He does it well, and he came off pretty well, just like the last debate. But then you look at his polling numbers, and his polling numbers aren't there. And as you get closer to the real thing, when we're talking about caucuses, we're talking about Iowa, we're talking about New Hampshire, we're talking about all of that, that's when we get into the primaries. That's where it's really going to matter. Are we going to see some big switches? How far is Trump going to slide down? If he's sliding down behind Carson, does somebody else pick up the rear? Does somebody else in that crowd suddenly move up the line? You know, the thought still is that it could be Jeb Bush, that Jeb Bush somehow gets a leg up and finds his way up, and whether it's Carson still standing and Jeb Bush is still standing, that may be what we see. It might not be Trump. Is this the Trump slide, or does Trump hang on? Coming up, fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, I guess I lost myself when you walked in the room. Well, I guess I lost myself and I found you. Well, my hopes were high from the way that you grew.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Wow, we got an interesting thing we're going to talk about coming up next. You ever think about date nights? How many of you are married and, you know, you think, oh, just we need some time alone. We need to go somewhere. We need to relax, even just to go out to dinner, movie, whatever it is. But how come it doesn't happen? Or maybe it does happen and then it's disastrous. Katie Bugby joins us now. She's from Care.com. She's a senior managing editor. And they did an interesting survey and found out some pretty wild things about this whole idea of getting together, having that time alone, that kind of stuff, and how to feel more connected, basically. Katie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you do this survey, and what overwhelmingly you found out, right, that people really want to have a date night.
Oh, yeah. So 85% of people say they wish that they wanted to go on more dates. And let's be honest, like most of our survey respondents were women. So these are moms. These are parents, moms wanting to go on more dates. And, you know, and it's amazing because 30% say that their last date without kids was 6 months ago or longer. So that's half of a year that people are going
wow.
out, that aren't going out and connecting with their partner.
Yeah, so why are they not going out? What's the big holdup for everyone?
Well, you know, 80% really say that it's shifted since they've had children, and I get it. You know, you're exhausted. I really feel like it's how tired parents are. It's 5 p.m., and all you want to do is get in your pajamas and lie on the couch and watch Netflix. So you know, and what it really takes is like that burst of energy, a shower to kind of get out of that little bit of a rut because, you know, and if you think about it, as parents, like you're going through the day. I have three young children at home. There is so much coordinating with your spouse that you kind of expect that each person is like reading each other's mind. So you know how many like nasty looks you kind of give each other throughout the day of like, I can't believe you heated the mac and cheese to like this temperature, you know, like you're just like kind of like irritated by 5 p.m. But if you kind of get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, get in nice clothes, go out, it's like that all disappears. You are the two people that got married again, you know, and it makes such a difference. In fact, 96% of the parents at care.com said that their relation, the date night brings them closer to their partner. And that's so important. You know, as part of the reason that we created this date night app for care.com is to make this easier and faster for parents to go out and connect with a person that they, you know, are dating or they married and they have these children with. It's so important for their relationship.
Ugh, I couldn't agree more. Date night app. Tell us about that. So when you go in the date night app, what are some of the suggestions?
Yeah, so it's actually just kind of, it moves away from the care.com monthly membership, so it's a transactional model, and you just download it, you type in your zip code, you say what day you're looking to go out, and the number of hours, and the price point, and bam, like you see all of these faces, and these profiles that come up, and they're available, for this time frame. And it's great, you can kind of just start the interview process right from your phone, and you can do a video chat right through your phone. And then they're still connected to the safety center, so we have recommend all the interview questions that you have and the reference checks, and you can get a thorough background check through this, through your phone. And we've partnered with Fandango and OpenTable. So right from the same app, you're booking your restaurant or your movie tickets or both. So it just makes everything in like one place super easy, and trying to eliminate, you know, all the different moving pieces that kind of complicates date night and makes people push it off for, you know, oh, we'll do it next weekend or, you know, in 5 more months.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You pushing it off. That's the big thing. I love that. OpenTable, Fandango, just go to one spot for sure. And of course, the other thing is, so you find a sitter, you get all that done. The other thing is somebody needs to plan it. For some reason, that becomes, like you're saying, when you have all the coordinating, maybe it's you get to the point where you're like, I don't want to coordinate another thing.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I think it was 30% or 33 said that parents, and again, we're talking moms, said that they would be more likely to go on a date if their partner planned it. So, you know, I always joke with my friends that we always kind of go on couple dates together. I'm like, it's amazing. Dads can use this app too. you know, it makes it easy for everyone. You still kind of like, you know, everyone wants a say in it. And, you know, I think we honestly, like moms still want to say and who's going to take care of their kids, but talk about it, you know, say like, hey, I was thinking, why don't this Saturday or next Saturday we go out just for 2 hours? I heard about this app. We can make this easy. You can still run, you know, call references, run the background check, but let's look at these people together on the phone. It's important to us, to our relationship. And, you know, I think sometimes like moms, we just need that little nudge that it's okay. It's okay to spend this money. You know, we don't have to feel guilty. Like the kids won't miss us that much. It's just 2 hours. We could go out after they're in bed. That's what I always used to do. When my daughter was little, she would flip out if a stranger walked into the house. So we would put her down, and then the strangers would come after she was sleeping. You know, do what you need to do, but you got to put yourselves first sometimes.
Yeah, and sometimes when kids get older, isn't it better for them to see you actually going out as a couple?
Yeah, and to put your relationship first, you know, and we talk about it. It's like, oh, mommy and daddy are going on a date tonight. This is who's babysitting. And soon the kids start looking forward to it. You know, that's one of the questions you can ask babysitters too. It's like, well, what will you do with the kids, and how would you handle this? My daughter who might freak out on you, or how can you make this fun for them, or do you bring any activities to the house that could make it like special you time? You know, really challenge these sitters to make this a great event, so that when like Brittany is walking through the door, the kids are like, woohoo, mom and dad are going out. Like, you know, I mean, we all remember that growing up, and this is the beauty of it. They need to see you guys putting your relationship first, because then they'll hopefully, you know, cherish you as parents, and then grow up to cherish their partners too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Katie Bugbee, Care.com Senior Managing Editor. And Katie, the other thing is, it doesn't matter where you are on the economic scale, seriously, people, for some reason, are cheap on themselves. And so they'll say, well, wait a second, we have three kids and we have soccer uniforms we got to buy, and we've got, you know, we're doing all these things. So we can't afford it. That's ridiculous. We can't go to the city. That's too expensive. But there are cheaper dates you can go on. You even said you could go to a movie, and when you go to eat, you could go to a hamburger place or a vegetarian omelet place.
You know, we have all sorts of, like, even free or really inexpensive date ideas at care.com. You know, you could go, I don't know, like, channel your childhood and go roller skating and just grab burgers. Like, you could go for a walk around the park. You could, the holidays are coming up. You can go to, like, see some light spectaculars, you know? Like, you can do really inexpensive things that's, like, an hour or two of just holding hands and not talking about the kids. And sometimes you don't, you know, that doesn't seem like a priority when you like have to pay for it. But once you come home and you feel so much more connected to your partner, it's like, oh, I'm glad we did it. That was worth the money. Yeah. You know, whatever you spent.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right. Check out care.com for all kinds of things that are listed there. And then plus the app that Katie mentioned. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Kate. Thanks so much.
All right. Pretty interesting stuff when you think of date night. I was thinking about this and talking to Katie about my mom and my family going out. And she was always really good. They were always really good about that. So to my brother and I, it wasn't odd. And she's right about that. We'd be like, woohoo, they're going, they're leaving. So we have a chance to watch really crummy TV, not bad TV, but we have a chance to watch bad TV in its own right, right? Or whatever it is. It's just kind of like a break, and I don't understand it. I think there is something to that. I think it's, even if you're single, there's something about nesting too much. Like she's talking about, too exhausted, don't feel like it, just plopping in front of the tube, doing whatever. You know, that's what we're talking about, even physicalness, getting exercise or whatever. And there is a ton of free things to do always in, probably, I'm sure, in your own communities. I mean, gosh, just whatever. Go take a book and go sit on a park bench. Or if you're married, go, both of you go take books, sit on a park bench. And watch the stars. I don't know, something. But I think people need to get out of their houses, whether they're married or whether they're single, quite frankly. You could extend it to the single person, but here we're talking about really married people. At care.com, pretty decent site. I like it. I went and checked it out, of course, a couple of days ago before Katie came on. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on ATN.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.